This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. Yesterday we began Siman Lamed Zayin. The Mechaber said the schar of mitzvah is very, very great, and someone who does not put on tefillin is Bechlal Poshe Yisrael Begufan. He's one of the sinners of Israel with his body. So what is the ramification of that? Of what significance is that? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkat and Dalet Begufan, V'dinai Pasuk B'Shas Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin. Its din is explained in the Gemara, Dafilu Hu Ish Beinani, even if he's an average person, the darker shall kolish baruch lahatos haklaf klape chesed, that it's typically 50-50. Hashem would tilt the scales for chesed. Mikivan shenimsa b'soich avinoyis of avin zeh kaf choyva machras v'hu muchrach leirid legehenam. Very interesting. That typically, if somebody's 50-50, Hashem will tilt the scales. This guy is, if he's 50-50, Hashem will tilt the scales the other way. And he has to go to Gehenna. So it comes out like this. We saw in Sivkat and Alf in the Mishnah Berurah from the tour that one of the schara, one of the rewards of wearing tefillin is Ein Eish Shal Gehenna Sholeit Bai. Now, l'chara, that schara is not if you wore it every single day in your life. Chara means if you wore a tefillin. So it comes out, this guy's going to have to go down to Gehenna. It could be he'll have some kind of protection over there. But it's still hot. You know, okay, so what's going to happen? They turn on the air conditioner, it's still very hot. Even in shuls when they turn on the air conditioner, it could be hot. So certainly in Gehenna when they turn on the air conditioner, it could be hot. Vim chas v'sham gamken avonos m'rum ischa. So what if he's roiv avonos? Nidon b'gehenna yud beis chodesh. He has to spend 12 months there. V'achar kach gufan kala. Then the body's destroyed. V'nishmas on the srefes. And the soul is burnt. Vruach mefazeras afran tachas kapus ragel tzaddikim. Then they turn them into ash, and the tzaddikim step on it. Not a very enviable outcome. Doesn't it sounds like they put you in a self-cleaning oven? You turn into the grime on the stove wall. They scrape it off, and then tzaddikim come and step on it. And by the way, don't think that tzaddikim are sad when they step on it. In Tehillim it says they're happy when they step on it. So you don't even get, they're not even going to feel bad for you when they step on the ashes. So therefore, wear a tefillin. V'ayin sham b'toysach hozeh b'shalo yasa tshuva. This is all if you didn't do tshuva. So basically, tefillin is a good thing, and we have to be careful to wear it. V'yan ki gadu koch ha-mitzvah kol kach. Since the power of the mitzvah is so great, v'lehepach ha-inash. And on the flip side, the punishment, Rachman Alatzan, L'chin Yizar Kaladim Liknois Tefillin Misoy from Mumcha V'Yirei Shemayim O'Bal Torah. You want to make sure you have a good peer. You want to have an expert Sofer, a God-fearing Sofer, a Talmud Chacham. So it's not enough that he's a God-fearing. He has to actually know the Halachas. V'chin Ritzuois, likewise straps, Yikneh Me'ish Neman. You should buy from a trustworthy person. Kidei sheyehei batuach shenebdu lishman. So that you know they were tanned lishman. May oyes taharas from kosher hides. Ki mishu may neach tefillin psulim. Someone who puts on pasul tefillin. Loi levad she'inu mekayim ha-mitzvah. Not only is he not fulfilling the mitzvah. Elo shemavarech kama v'chama brachas v'atala shu avon gadol. He's making brachas v'atala his whole life. What if a person checks his tefillin and he turns out it's sonar pasul? And for 10 years, he's putting on pasul tefillin. So in the dershu he brings, as someone who checks his tefillin, and he found they were pasul until now, and not only did they become pasul, they were never made correctly. So the Eishel Avram Abuchach says you could apply that what Chazal say in Kedushin on a koyein who it turned out to be a chalal, that lemafreya his avoid is not pasul. But I don't see how you could apply that which the Gemara says that a koyin who turns out to be chol avodaso is kshera. There you have a gzeres hakasav that Hashem's mekabel d'avoida, even though he turned out to be a chalal. But if who says that if you're mekayim, you try to be mekayim a mitzvah, the mitzvah item was no good? Who says you could extrapolate to that case? Maybe on some dimension you could say, you know, we'll throw the guy a bone, you know, but I don't know if he means mamish literally. Okay. But it's a nice way to look at it. Also, do you have to say Baruch Shem Kva? Right.
Whether he did the mitzvah sukkah or not, you have to pay the rent that you paid this huge amount of money for
sukkah.
Did he get the mitzvah?
I mean, why didn't he pull up the roof? He forgot to. He didn't realize.
He didn't realize. He kept the beautiful sukkah prepared there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good guy, but I don't think he got the mitzvah of sukkah, you know.
But it should be the same.
Yeah, I hear. Right, the Eshel Avram maybe bails the guy out, but... Now, do you have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai now? Make a cheshbon. How many? Two brachas of Atala? No, you don't. Because the brachas were Rutsuyais. The Pri Hasada brings it down. The Minchas Yitzchak quotes this. Wow. The Ben Ishchai brings it in Rav Pa'olim. And he says, even though you don't get schar ka'oisei mitzvah, but you are mechavein to do the mitzvah, chishev, I always wondered about this. Why don't we apply the rule of Chishev Lasos Mitzvah Venenas Mala Alav Kilo Asa? If a guy wants to do a mitzvah, so I always thought we don't apply it. You know why? Because he didn't want to do a mitzvah. He did a mitzvah. You can only tap into it if you wanted to do a mitzvah. So, but this guy didn't want to do a mitzvah. He did it. The problem is, pal, he didn't do it. So he doesn't want it and he didn't do it. But, okay, I have to look, this is an interesting topic that requires further exploration. He quotes a Shebet Alevi who writes that even though you don't get schar as if you put it on, but it's like the Yushalmi that says Oinsa Kamanda Ovid. That's interesting, because we hold Oinsa Lav Kamanda Ovid. Maybe there's such a Svara in the Yushalmi, but we definitely hold Oinus Lav Kamanda Ovid. It's a Sugya and Oinus Begitin. I mean, there's no, the Bavli does not come out Oinus Kamanda Ovid. And it's like Chishev La... What?
Maybe he's just talking in terms of Poishi Yisrael Begufon. Not a Poishi Yisrael because of all these reasons, but the Schar, the Mitzvah, you can't get, you didn't do the Mitzvah.
I mean, the Eshel Avram says, Avoidosa, it's, you don't make a Baruch Shem because Avoidosa Ritsuya. Ritsuya. And it's like your Chishev Lasois, the Shevra Levi says. But then he quotes the Machazei Avram and the Hartzvi, who brings the Panama Erois, that someone who was a Shoigeg and did not put on Tfon Sharoish properly, the Bito Mitzvah Sase, you could do Tshuva Yidei Charata. The Yisr Brach Levat Tala, you were not Oiver, because anyway you said Baruch Shem. I'm not sure how this is a different point, but okay, that's an interesting topic. It sounds like Rav Shlomo Zalman says, to make up, he quotes the Halicha Shloimei, that if somebody was in a matzav that their tefillin were not good, you should try to wear your tefillin a little bit extra every day, maybe learning it. V'gam yanich mishas limudai. Okay, weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. There's great stumbling. People buy it cheaply. And most of them are not square. Or other kilkulim. I find an issue is people get very nostalgic regarding tefillin. Oh, I'm going to wear the tefillin of my great grandfather. So they're willing to fill in, you know, that the Divrei Chaim passed down to his great-grandfather. 100 years ago, they weren't kosher. They haven't been kosher since man walked on the moon. But, you know, it's not a time for nostalgia. It's a time for Kiyam HaMitzvah. If you want, take the old tefillin and put it in a box make a museum in your living room. You can walk people through and you could show them the tefillin, but don't make a bracha on it. Va'oid yeser kukulim. What?
Well, this happened when they found gum in the batim. Remember that?
They found gum in the batim?
Paste in the batim years ago.
Oh, yeah?
People have tefillin for many, many years. It
was all many years. Uh-huh. Right, so there's some scandal. The main thing is, you know, when it comes to a car, people have to have the latest model. It has to be, you know, they have to lease something new every 3 years, chas v'sham. When it comes to tefillin, then the jalopies, the old vintage car, that's when the vintage products come out. Void yeser kukulim shematz behem be'is k'sivasan. V'chol yirei shamayim mitin alibay. Ah, every God-fearing person should say, imam abusha v'chelav hu mahadar shiu k'sikunam. You wouldn't have a dining room table like that. You wouldn't have curtains like that. Your wife would never let you get away with that in the kitchen. So why, when it comes to tefillin, mikol shekin b'chetzei shamayim lo yitzamtzim, v'yachaz al kesef, don't be stingy. Don't have pity on the money. Ela yahader liknois oisan shehem b'vadei k'sherim. Be mahader to buy them, that they're definitely kosher, av shemachirim rav, even though they cost a lot of money. V'kasef adaki, Moshe b'shem ha-Mordechai, yesh la'adam lahader acher tefillin na'im. A person should be mahader to get a beautiful tefillin, shenemra zakeli v'anveyu. Dahainu shekesavan lavlar uman. You get an expert scribe, b'ksav na'ah, in a beautiful script, uv'diyoy na'ah, beautiful ink, uv'kumas na'ah, beautiful pen, uklafim na'im, and beautiful klaf. Sif beiz. Mitzvasan liyoysam alav kalayim. The mitzvah is the tefillin should be on you the whole day. We saw yesterday the shaila of prima gadim. Is it mechuyev min ha-Torah the whole day, and we're lenient, or is it min ha-Torah only rega echad midrabanan kol hayom? And the conclusion of the prima gadim was that if you don't wear it at all, you're mevat mitzvah saseh. When you wear it for a moment, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Mitzvah min ha-muvchar min ha-Torah is to be on you the whole day. Anyway, the Mechaber says, "Avnei shetzrichem guf naki," but because one needs a clean body, shalai yafiach mehem, that somebody doesn't pass gas, v'shalai yasiach daita mehem, and someone doesn't divert their attention, ve'im kalam yachalizar behem. Not everyone could be careful about this. Nahagu, the practice became shalai lahanicham kalayim, not to wear it the whole day. Mikamakam tzach kal adam lizar behem. Nevertheless, the person has to be careful. Liyoy sam alavet should be on you b'shas kriyashma tefila, at the time of kriyashma and tefila. That's the beer bones minimum. Rabbi Yeager pointed out that the Be'er Halacha brings the Ramami Pano, that there was some kind of takana to wear them by mincha time during the week, not Erev Shabbos. The Dirshu brings down that that the Mishabura later on in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph writes that it's not the minhag to wear it by mincha. Okay, I want to share with you something that the Chida writes that had a big impact on me. This is in the Sefer Avodas HaKodesh, Moir Be'etzba. The Chida says in Sif Dalet of the Sefer, Matoiv Sheyomoid Acher Tfila Idenim Utav Betalasim Utav Betfilin. It's a good thing to learn after davening, wrapped in your talis, crowned in your tefillin. V'yasim alibay. Think the following: Asher zois lefanim biYisrael shleimim b'chem rabim hayu kol hayom tefillin. Back in the day, God-fearing people wore tefillin the entire day. Uvedar yasim zeh, and in this orphan generation, lefacha isya loymed eze shir achas. At least learn something wearing the tefillin. You should learn, but you shouldn't sleep. So basically, if you could learn something, anyway, in Siman Kuf Nun Hey, a person is not supposed to leave the shul in the morning until they learn at least Pasuk Echad, Halacha Achas. So perhaps it's kedai to have the tefillin on. And, you know, is it Mechsi Kiyuara? It's a very short time. Every, you know, I don't think it's necessarily standing out if, you know, people are still wrapping it up. Okay.
Oh. Issue of speaking with learning?
What?
Is there an issue of speaking and learning with the tefillin?
I don't think halachically there's an issue of speaking and learning. You're allowed to learn in the tefillin, so you're allowed to speak in learning. The Arizal was makbid not to, lest he come to speak dvarim b'talim, but there's no halachic issur. I don't know. Since I'm a kid, when I was in 7th grade, the Rebbe said to Makabel not to talk in the tefillin. So it's always good. It's a very good practice. It saves you a lot of trouble, you know. But technically, talking and learning is permitted. You're allowed to learn in tefillin. The purpose of tefillin is l'man tiyat toiras Hashem v'fich. I mean, you can make the case that's the purpose of wearing the tefillin. But it has to be legitimate, you know. It's not shooting the breeze type of talking and learning. Okay, let's finish today's segment. Okay, where are we up to? Sivkatan hey. Okay, let's see Sivkat Neh. Liyoy Samalav. Tibizman, what do you mean to wear it during Kriyashma Tefillin and Tefillah? But can we be careful to keep a gufnaki? Mishmar says, Vizman Katsar Kazeb, Bekal Yachal Izar Me'afach Me'esachadas. In a short amount of time, a person can be careful not to pass gas and not to divert their mind. Bishas Kriyashma, Dechol HaKore Kriyashma Beloy Tefillin, Kilu Me'ed Eidos Sheker Batzai. Anyone who says Shema without Tefillin is like he's being Me'ed Eidos Sheker about himself. So I have an issue. My issue is that on Sunday mornings, the davening is after the Zman of the Magen Avram. But I like to say the Krishma before the Zman of the Magen Avram. This is America, Rabbi Yeager. We don't have these early minyanim. So I could go to shul, put on my tefillin, and say, but it's a long time before davening. Let's see if this will be addressed over here. But someone who says Shema without tefillin, it's kilo meir eidos sheker batzai. Vim loy nizdamin loyaz. Let's say you can't find the tefillin. Oy shal yecholo mayayim b'shas maisa. Or a person doesn't really have a full gufnaki. Kol hayoyim zmanoy. Then, at the very least, you could still put on tefillin the whole day. And you have to put on tefillin any time during the day so as not to be mevatel mitzvah. What's that referring to? That's referring to how long you should keep the tefillin on. Meaning, what's considered tefillah? What's considered tefillah? Whether it's the end of Asher Yuval Tzion, whether it's until after Aleinu, or till the final Kaddish. V'zeh l'chol adam. Aval anshe maisa noyagin lilmoid achar tefila b'tefillin. Men of action, they learn after davening in tefillin. Ach yesh yizor shlo yidaber behem dvarim b'telim. You have to be careful not to have idle conversation. L'vad iser dvarim b'telim. Besides the iser of dvarim b'telim, in general, even when not wearing tefillin, you can't be meisiach das. Ba'al yidei zel hasach das. V'ayin le'elbasim chav chesiv katan aleph uv'masa rav. Okay, Rabbi Isai. Let's hold it over here, okay? Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.